Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Thursday, March 3rd. Thank you for joining us this morning. We're going to have another great show for you as always, right, Kelsey?
Yes, we are.
We don't let anybody down here on this show.
No.
We had an awesome guest yesterday. We were talking about heists.
Wasn't that interesting?
Of artifacts and things like that, like the Mona Lisa and that. And this guy actually took the time to figure out how you could steal one of those art pieces.
I know. If you guys get a chance, you should go back in our archives and listen to it because, I mean, it's just really interesting. I'm into that kind of stuff, though.
I know, me too. I love heist movies and stuff. So, because you have to be very clever to do all these things, you know. So.
I know. I watch a lot of, like, criminal shows and things like that. Like, you know, 48 Hours, Investigation, Discovery. And I'm always thinking, oh, my gosh, if I were to commit a crime, I know I would just screw up somehow and, like, and get caught.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. I just, you know, there's always some way that they catch you. But, you know, then you have those. That's why smart people are, like, the most dangerous. Because, you know, a lot of times you hear of serial killers having, you know, 140 IQ or something crazy.
That's true.
That's how they get away with it for so long.
That's true, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, they outmaneuver everybody. And it's, yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah, even for crimes, you have to be smart. And, you know, I was asking him, you know, how do other people not do this? And he says stuff gets stolen all the time. It's just smaller pieces we don't hear about.
Right.
Wow. So that's pretty interesting stuff. And the book, I think it was How to Steal the Mona Lisa. That's the name of the book. So you guys should definitely check it out. So we had a nice string of guests this week, huh?
Haven't we? And you know what? Yeah. They've been all studio guests, which I love. I much prefer studio guests. But that does mean that I have to, like, put makeup on, decently presentable. Although yesterday I made an exception and I was like, it's okay. I was like, I'm just not going to bother because I wasn't feeling well and I was so tired. My call time's at 3 p.m. today, so hopefully I'll get off.
Oh, a little more normal.
A little bit, yes.
Did you have to work last night?
No.
Oh,
no,
good.
No.
So you caught up on some sleep?
A little bit. Yeah. And so today it's at 3, and it's pretty intricate. So about 4 of those hours, right, from probably about 3 to 7, I'll be in makeup, hair and makeup, which is fun. I wanna find an app where they do a time lapse.
Yeah.
You know, because I've heard of people do, and all my actor friends are telling me I should do it because it's going to be a pretty incredible transformation.
Oh.
They're transforming me into a mermaid.
Really?
Yeah.
How cool is that? Huh?
I know. So I have, like, you know, they, like, of course, you know, fit a bathing suit to you and a sexy mermaid. So
oh,
it's
yeah.
It's not like gore or anything, but. And then, you know, I have, like, scales all over me, and it should be pretty cool.
Oh, okay. It's not body painting or anything.
No, no, no. Well, okay. I mean, it is. Like, I mean, I'm wearing a
bathing suit. You are wearing
I'm wearing. Yeah. I don't do that. No, I know. I would probably, like.
I don't know. Yesterday you said you did for $75 million, you know.
Well, like, under the disguise of it being somebody creeping, I'm like.
Right.
I'm like, what? It wasn't me. Like,
yeah,
yeah.
No,
I'm just kidding. But. I would probably be a lot richer if I do, you know, nude stuff, but I don't want to. I have no desire to do that. So.
It's a one-way door. You can't go back once you do it, you know?
You can. It's just not for me.
Yeah.
You know, no judgment on anyone who does, but it's just not for me.
Yeah, that's not in your path, you know?
No.
And you're managing to be successful with other things, so why even bother, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I noticed, like, when, because we get, like, porn stars here at the station and stuff, and I realized that's all they ever talk about is porn, you know, their work and stuff, you know, and it seems like nothing else comes up in the conversation. So it sounds like pretty boring in a way, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't understand why people will do that, but they do. And like you said, I don't judge people either. Many of them are amazing people, but you have to question the judgment, the decision, you know.
Yeah, and I don't know. I just, for me personally, You know, obviously that business is not for me, porn business, but you know, I just think that it would affect my personal life a lot. And I don't see how I could like be genuinely intimate with somebody in my actual life when I had a job like that. Right. I don't know. I guess that they're so good at compartmentalizing it.
They are, you know, and they do separate it, but you're right. It's a question of, how do you do it? But, you know, I think it's like other activities, depending on what you're doing it for. You know, I think maybe if work is just work. I mean, imagine you just have to be in front of a camera, in front of several people, naked, doing like nasty things and stuff. And it's not easy. It's not an easy job. And they say, you know, they have to get in certain positions for the camera mm-hmm. and all that stuff. So it's not like you really get intimate with the other person. You know
right. It's very mechanical, I've
right.
heard.
So that's why I think they're able to have sort of an intimate life. But usually they probably have to date someone in the industry.
You would think so.
Because it's hard to find someone who's what they call a civilian that would want to be with a porn star.
Right. Right? It's like, who would be like okay with that? It'd
right.
be hard to find somebody, you know, particularly yeah. a genuine somebody who's like okay with that.
Right. No, that's it. So it's a certain type of people that you end up hanging out with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I said, I've met some very nice people. I mean, it doesn't make them a bad person if they get into porn, but it is a detrimental decision. I mean, once you make it, you can't undo it.
Right. You know, it's funny that we're on this subject because in my early days in Hollywood, when I first came here, I got invited to this party by a girlfriend, like by one of my friends. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll go. And, you know, it was up in the Hollywood Hills. And little did I know prior to going that it was like basically a porn industry party.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it wasn't for me. I left after about an hour. And I mean, there was nothing nasty, nothing wrong. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, repulsive, or it was just a party.
Yeah,
but they
you
were,
didn't feel you belonged, huh?
No, not in the slightest. But there were so many characters.
Yeah,
you know, they from what I've observed, like people in the industry just have like, you know, very interesting personalities. And
yeah.
from what I observed, some of them seem quite troubled. So
yeah,
you know, that's
yeah.
kind of what I found a little sad about it.
Yeah, no, that's true. Even if they won't admit it, but I think. You know, I mean, you choose to be, it's like when you get into porn, you choose to separate yourself from society. And it's like, why would somebody do that? You know, I mean, I don't mean I mean, they still live normal lives and everything, but still people judge them all the time.
Yeah. And I mean, it's like, do they live normal lives? I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. That's questionable. Everyone is different. I'm not saying every
right.
porn star is troubled. I mean, not right. in the slightest. So don't quote, you know,
right.
think
but,
I'm saying that.
But some of them.
Some of
them,
sure. I mean, you know, sure. It's like, I think it takes a special, you know, personality and a special mindset to live like that.
Right. No, absolutely, absolutely. But people watch porn all the time, and we love it, and that's it. So somebody has to do it, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
Well, we're supposed to have a studio guest today, but she's nowhere in sight. I don't know what's going on. I hope she makes it to the show.
I know,
that
me too.
She remembered. But
yeah, maybe she forgot.
I don't know.
Or she's
no,
like, screw you guys.
No, I told her I said see you tomorrow. I'm pretty sure we had an email exchange yesterday or something, yeah.
Oh, good. Well, maybe she'll waltz in here.
Yeah, I hope so. Because, you know, you schedule a time for someone and, you know, at the expense of someone else.
Exactly.
So I had to already shuffle a few people around because so many people want to be on the show. And I can't accommodate everybody right away, so you have to plan it out, you know.
Right.
But we'll see. We definitely have a lot of great upcoming guests coming in, so.
Yeah, we've been on a good roll.
Good roll, right? Most of our guests have been in LA, so they come in here, you know, which is nice.
Yeah, I like that. Although it is nice every now and then to get a different perspective, like
right.
when someone from the Midwest calls or New York
yeah,
or something.
I know. That's true. Yeah. So. Let's see, a lot of stuff going on. I guess Mitt Romney called Trump a con man.
I know. Did you hear about that? I saw that. Wow. I saw that.
I mean, my God, you know, it's like everybody's pulling out all stops to stop Trump.
Look, I know Trump's entertaining and everything, and there's part of you that wants to like him, right? Like,
right.
There's part of you that's like, oh, he's a likable guy. He is a likable guy, but he's a businessman, and he gives money to, smiles at, and gets along with whoever he has to.
Right.
You know, it's
right.
Like he's given money to Hillary. He's gonna, you know, he, as far as like beliefs and standards and morals, I don't think he's very high on the totem pole.
Yeah, no, that, I mean, the thing is this, I've yet to see such hatred of someone during an election, you know. I mean, I can't remember something like this ever happening, and I think it should be like a sign for us to really stop and think, do we want this guy to be our president, you know? He says crazy things. He seems irresponsible in his words and his choice of sentences and what he says and whom he attacks. And he's a person that, think about it, if he gets elected, there's a lot of people he already alienated that have cut ties with him, you know.
It's scary.
What is he going to do, like get back at all these people, you know? I mean, you know, exact revenge? I don't know.
It's very scary. I mean, he's incredibly Sue happy in his personal life.
Right. That's true.
You know, you can't be like that.
Yeah.
Running a country.
I know. It's about him and not about the country, I think. And that's the problem.
That, I think you hit the nail on the head, actually. Yeah. I never thought about it like that. But I think that that's like a really, really good observation.
Right? Yeah. It's about Donald Trump, you know. And I think people are realizing that. But but persistently, he keeps winning.
And you, Chris Christie going to be his running mate?
Oh, is that what they said?
I don't know. That's what I'm assuming. Don't quote me.
Okay.
No. It hasn't been announced. That's what I'm assuming. But, like, that's what I would...
Well, that would be terrible.
I know. Like, right? That's the worst-case scenario I'm envisioning right now.
Maybe we should start considering moving to Canada, too.
Oh, right? My God.
Yeah. But the amazing thing is, I mean, people go as far as to... And this, I've seen this all the time on Facebook. People are like, if you support Trump, please unfriend me, blah, blah,
oh,
blah.
Oh, God. Come
right?
on. Grow
I
up.
I mean, yeah, what is this? You know, I mean, the thing is, you don't agree with my opinion, so you don't want to have anything to do with me, then F you, you know, I'll do it. I'll unfriend you. But I just let people write whatever they want, you know. I don't care. But, yeah, so it's going to, if it boils down to Trump and Hillary, it's like, which one is better of the two evils?
The lesser of two evils,
lesser
yeah.
Lesser of two evils, yeah.
I know. It's hard. It is hard. But we're going to get through it as a country, I think. It's just, I kind of can't believe it's come to this. Like,
I know.
I was watching a clip on a late night show, and Trump was like, I'm well educated. I know words. I know big words. And the comedian was like, you know, the clip of Trump stopped there, and he was like, the irony that the biggest word in the sentence of him knowing big words was word. And I mean, it was so funny, and
whoa.
I just thought, oh my gosh. And,
yeah.
You know, it is like the Trump show. You
it
know.
Really is, yeah, like a reality show, you know.
Right, right.
So Mitt Romney kept calling him names. He says he's a phony, a fraud. His promises are as worthless as a degree from Trump University. He's playing members of the American public for suckers. He gets a free ride to the White House, and all we get is a lousy hat.
Oh my God, a hat!
Yeah, he went on to say dishonesty is Donald Trump's hallmark, pointing to his bullying, the greed, the showing off, the misogyny, the absurd third-grade theatrics. Wow, can you argue with that? I mean, Trump has done all of this.
Yeah, and he said, you know, look, they say a lot of things, and there's lots of, you know, interviews and things like that, and that I realize that, you know, people pull certain clips or whatever, but I was listening to this thing straight out of his mouth, and he was like, yeah, I'm a self-funded candidate. Well... Yeah, but he has loopholes. He's not entirely self-funded. And also, what? And he was like, oh, yeah, you know, this, you know, women send in like a $7.95 like donation. And it's just cute. Like,
yeah.
And I just thought that was so patronizing.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
I'm like, screw you.
Yeah.
Like, what? Women can only afford a $7.95. Like, screw you. And, you know, you should send it back times 100 because.
He's offending everybody, man.
Yeah. It's just like, that's so rude.
I know. I know. It's like, why do we even bother? You know, and like I said in the beginning, I did consider him. I read a couple of his books, and I thought that he had great ideas, but then he's like, he keeps putting his foot in his mouth and constantly saying stupid things that people should not be saying in a campaign, you know, and he thinks he's going to like change everything. And, but the thing is, he gets reinforced by all the support he gets, you know, and I mean, I feel like if I had to buy his book at the store, I would be kind of embarrassed, you know. It's like, maybe I shouldn't, nobody should see this because they'd start getting opinions about me or something, or say something, whatever. But, so, who would want a president like that, you know?
I don't know. And, you know, I kind of, an analogy that I draw from this whole situation is Trump is like the popular bully kid, right?
Right.
Like in school. And everyone's like egging him on, but everybody secretly like, you know, doesn't really like him. And to me, like that analogy is so perfect for what's going on in the country right now.
Yeah.
And he's just, yeah, he's getting egged on. And people like him, I think, because he's like anti-establishment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, okay, but I mean, the foreign policy thing is what's very scary to me. I mean, he has zero experience in foreign policy.
Yeah, well, zero experience in anything.
In anything.
Right, Kelsey?
Yeah.
I mean, what can he do with the military? What does, you know, so you surround yourself by
experts.
And
everyone's like, oh, he's good at running a business. Well,
yeah.
Actually.
He's not
yeah,
that
no,
good.
He is. But I mean, he I don't know his whole track record or history or whatever, but you know, from what I can gather, like, he's started a lot of companies or a few companies, and, you know, it doesn't work out. He just files bankruptcy on that company so he doesn't have to pay his bills.
Right.
I mean,
well, that's the American
You can't
way,
really man. Do that. Like,
No, I mean, that's, yeah. I don't know. He's just, it's a very charged issue. And you also have to wonder if he really is reinforcing some of the racism and hatred, whatever you want to call it, in this country, you know, and maybe a lot of people are like that, and they're voting for him because who is voting for him, you know? Who
people
is?
People are. Like,
yeah. I mean, to come to a point where the head of your party is going to criticize you and call you names like this, a phony and a fraud, that's, wow, that's going pretty far.
Yeah, that's so bad when he doesn't have the support of the Republican Party.
Right, exactly. So, like, what's someone like me to do? You know, I mean, I'm a Republican, but I don't want to vote for Trump, you know. So what am I going to do, vote for Hillary?
I know.
I don't like her either.
It's, like, exasperating.
Yeah, it really is, you know. So I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't. Nobody does, really.
Mm-mm.
I mean, it's full of surprises all the time, you know.
Yeah, I know.
So there's another debate coming up soon. I'm not sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They have another one coming up. So apparently they're saying that Carson is bowing out of the debate.
Well,
that's
it's about
what I saw
time.
Yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Not of the race, but... And to think he was, like, leading for a couple days there, remember?
Oh, no way. I don't remember that, no.
In the beginning, yeah, it was him and Trump.
Oh, gosh.
Head to head. Wow, neck to neck, whatever you want to call it. But, yeah, wow.
It's very interesting. I think that our friends across the pond are getting a good laugh.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
They are, too.
They're like, oh, my God.
I know.
What's going on?
Yeah, well, they got their own problems, too, you know.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, look at Europe and look at Europe. But you know what? We have much better life here than people
oh,
in Europe.
Oh, I agree. I love it here. I love America. I wouldn't change a thing about it.
Exactly. We've got, like, so much freedom here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people don't appreciate that unless you don't have it anymore.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. So let's see. Today's Thursday. Our guest is not here. 20 minutes into the show, I don't know what to say. I'm speechless.
Well, we can't be speechless now.
No, that's true. But I'm stunned.
Yeah.
I'm stunned. I don't know.
She actually works here at the station.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, we're not going to give it away, and hopefully she'll get here, and yeah.
Yeah.
What do you say, right?
What do you say?
Yeah. So, let's see. You know, I'm like feeling like getting away. I need to be like in the Bahamas or Hawaii or something,
good.
Right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool for a few days?
That'd be great.
I'm thinking of taking that, you know? I mean, I'm like setting everything up here at the station to even more be able to run itself, so I'm not tied to it, you know?
Right.
And so I'm thinking, wow, Hawaii right now or a cruise. Somebody posted pictures from Atlantis Resort. Have you heard of that?
Oh, I have actually.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's gorgeous.
Doesn't it look like amazing?
Yeah, it's really
pretty.
So
you get there, I guess, when you take a cruise or something, they stop there.
Uh-huh.
And
I think we flew in. Yeah, we just flew there.
Oh, you've been there?
Uh-huh. I
really?
Have, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
excuse
yeah.
me. I only seen it in on TV.
Yeah, it was really beautiful.
Really?
Yeah, it's a pretty place.
Wow.
Very family oriented, though.
Yeah.
Which is great, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But so it's not really that romantic, or you probably can find your own space there.
You can, I guess, like, yeah.
But it's like Disneyland, right? Kind of.
Right, and it's just massive. Like,
really?
I remember thinking, like, we weren't there long enough because yeah, you needed more time to kind of explore.
Wow, what a cool thing.
Yeah.
I wish they'd have something closer to here for that. But because I'm thinking maybe a flight is probably pretty expensive going there. What is it? In, where is it? In Nassau or something?
I'm not sure. I think it's around Nassau.
Like near the Bahamas somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know what they call that place, but it's definitely in the Caribbean. Yeah.
Yeah, it would be nice. It would be nice to get away. You know, I even like this job I'm working because it's out in Piru. Do you know where that is?
No, here in California?
Piru. It's like there's actually a better name for it that you would probably recognize.
Oh, so how did you get Piru?
Well, it is called Piru, but it's like...
But it's got another name or
yeah,
something? Really?
It does. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's like...
So you going to work there?
I do, yeah. I go to work there and I enjoy it because it's like a ghost town. So it's kind of like, you know, being back in the boonies.
Really?
Yeah.
Ghost town?
Yeah,
wow.
It's called Newhall. It's like Newhall.
Oh, okay.
You know where Newhall is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's in Piru, California, technically.
Oh, wow.
Whatever. I know. I'm not familiar with the area yeah. at all. But yeah, it's at the Newhall Mansion.
Uh-huh.
So.
There's a Newhall Mansion.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Really?
You wouldn't believe this place.
Wow.
It's stunning. It was built in the 1800s.
Yeah.
And
wow.
It's like absolutely gorgeous. And it's been preserved. I mean, it has like velvet wallpaper. And I mean, it just looks like you're stepping right into like. You know, Gone yeah. with the Wind or something.
Wow.
Yeah, it's absolutely stunning. Like, yeah. I love it. So it's kind of fun to go to work there because you, like, you know, not only is it a cool job, but you, like, get out of L.A. for a while.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And look at all the nice settings you get to be in, you know, for all the work that you do, you know, with, like, all the outdoors and things
yeah.
like that.
Yeah,
you know, you
I never did, nice like, locales. Settling into a routine, really. I was never yeah. a really that kind of person. So... I think that fate kind of led me in the right direction because I like getting to go somewhere different and do something different every day.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Well, maybe I'll get a natural tan in Hawaii and not have to go to Samoa for that. Yeah. For those of you who haven't been following the past few days, we're both going to get a fake tan. Get it airbrushed on us, and by Simone, who was here the other day, and she's got the spray system that like airbrushing, like tanning spray
yeah.
on you, and supposedly it looks natural and it looks great and all that stuff. So so we're gonna go and get a tan, and then we'll have her come in the following day, and we'll talk about it and stuff. But I'm really curious, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're gonna be an easier. Person
probably,
to work
yeah,
with.
Yeah.
I'm very curious to see how it looks on me because
yeah.
I haven't been tan in ages. So,
wow.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what it looks like.
That's true, huh? That's true.
Yeah,
yeah.
it's
yeah,
been a
we'll
minute.
See. Wow. Yeah, it's different. I guess we're going to look different when we are darker. I mean, I look at pictures when I was younger, when I'd go out to the beach a lot, mm-hmm. and God, did we used to get dark.
Oh,
when
gosh.
When we were kids, you know?
Yeah, because, you know, back then, like, they didn't know it was all that bad for you.
Right, exactly. And we'd be out in the sun all the time, too, you know?
Yeah.
So, because Israel is, the weather's a lot like here, you know? So you get to be on the beach a lot, out in the sun. So, yeah, so you get a tan.
Nice.
Yeah. So we'll see. But I'd rather get a natural one. I mean, I don't know. Suddenly I'm like feeling I have to be in Hawaii right now.
Really? You're getting the urge.
Yeah. Maybe there's somebody waiting there for me. Who knows?
Yeah. You never know. I've never been to Hawaii, actually. It's on the list.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Gotta go. You gotta go. And we're close to Hawaii here.
Yeah, we're very close. Yeah. A five hour flight, but well, actually, it's not that close, right?
Not
five
really.
5 hours is like going to New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's closer than everybody else in the state.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
But I wouldn't mind going at all, no. I mean, I always love it there. It's cool. You have different vibes depending on what island you go to.
Yeah.
And it's fun, you know. I've taken cruises in the Caribbean, too. Those were fun. But, you know, depends. Have you been to Miami?
No, I have never been there. I've stopped at the airport.
Just stopped at
yeah,
the airport.
Yeah, I had like a layover.
Yeah. Miami is amazing. You know,
that's actually really on my list, place. Too. I hear that it's just a lot of fun and the vibe is really great.
Yeah, like South Beach is the place to be, you know? I mean, it's like a party street, you know?
Oh.
Just amazing on the beach.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, imagine. Yeah.
I am imagining.
Yeah, I know, me too. So so this is kind of funny. I met this guy who was like he knows Japanese and stuff.
Yeah.
I said, "Oh, do you like hang around Japanese people?" And he's not Japanese, you know. He's
oh my God, really?
Guy. Yeah. So someone I've known for a long time, but I never knew he spoke.
Oh, how funny!
Japanese. So I said, "Well." So he says, yeah, there's like little Tokyo here and stuff. I said, well, maybe you should take me. Maybe I'll meet a Japanese woman.
Yeah.
I'd love to, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they seem like, I don't know, it's like they're mysterious in a way, you know.
Sure.
The whole Asian vibe,
yeah.
if you will, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm planning on checking it out and see what
you
I can
should.
Come up with.
You
the hell with
should.
Tinder and Bumble and all that. Nothing ever comes out of those, you know?
Right.
You got to meet people in person.
I agree. I really think so,
you really
too.
Do, you know? You got to just be out there and meeting people and all that stuff, you know?
It's the best way to know if there's, like, a connection.
Yeah, yeah. I know. So what else is going on? I'm thinking that this weekend is coming up. It's probably going to be the same kind of weather, right? I don't think we're going to get any. I don't think the weather is going to change enough for the rest of the year, folks. I really don't. Let me see what my app says about the weather coming up. But I think I heard somewhere in the back of I think I was hearing somebody saying we might have a wintry. Weekend. Wow, check this out. Sunday, a few showers.
Oh, you're kidding.
Monday, morning rain, then a shower. Oh, wow. And this is AccuWeather. They're usually very accurate. So,
well, all right.
Okay, so there you go. We're going to get a break in the heat. It's going to be in the 60s.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll take it. Well, I don't know. I like warm weather.
I know. We'll take it either way. What can I say?
It's not too bad.
If we could be guaranteed the rainy day once a week, I'd be happy.
Yeah.
Right?
I enjoy rain every now and then. Definitely.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it changes the mood a little bit. It makes me like kind of like cozy and romantic. You know,
I like it too.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, I like that
too.
It just
makes you feel like... Ah, the hell with the rest of the world. Let me just make a little nest here, you know?
Yeah, I know. I agree. Yeah, I like a rainy day.
Yeah.
But the problem is, if I have a lot to do, I don't want to get going on rainy days.
Yeah, right?
You know?
I know. But what can you do? You know, I mean, for us, that's why people don't understand. But for us, many people here, we long for rain. And that's just because we're thirsty for water. Our soil here, but also because We just like it because we don't see a lot of it.
Right.
It gives us a sense of seasons, you know, when you get some.
And it's nice to have a little variety.
Yeah.
I think.
I think so, too. But, hey, folks, you know, what can I say? Today it's kind of like hazy, huh? Still,
yeah, it has been. It's been like incredibly foggy, actually, recently.
Really?
Have you noticed that?
No,
when you wake
I haven't.
Up? Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like every morning recently when I wake up, it's like even hard to see.
Well, you wake up a little earlier than I do, so that's why you get to see the fog. That's
probably.
True. Yeah. Wow. I know. I haven't been getting a lot of sleep lately either because I stay up working till about 3.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, that's late, right?
That's really late.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
I know.
I'll be joining you tonight. I probably won't get off set till about 3.
Wow.
Yeah.
So a 12-hour day.
Something like that, yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Well, you're a hard worker. You know, I admire that in people.
Oh, thank you.
Know?
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Really. You're not afraid of work, you know. I'm still trying to figure out what my daughter's going to do with herself.
Maybe
maybe that's why I appreciate it so much in people, but also because I was on my own at 16.
Right.
You know, I mean, I went and worked at fast food, and I was a busboy. I was living in Vegas. I was a busboy at the Stardust Hotel, like cleaning tables and shit, you know, at 16, 17. But, hey, that's what I could do, so that's what I did.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, but this generation, it's like, from what I understand, many kids move back home. And I'm not saying kids. I mean, 25-year-olds, you know. They move back home. They don't have a job. Pretty sad.
Yeah. What is your daughter doing? Is she in school or?
Well, that's a good question, Kelsey.
You don't
Maybe
know.
We should call her and ask
Oh, my God. Oh, you don't know? You don't talk to her?
Oh, I talk to her every day.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, what I'm trying to say is she's not really doing much.
Really?
Yeah. She's going to the gym, finally. At least she's doing
good,
something.
Good. That's good.
Yeah. I mean, look, she's had a bout with depression and OCD and things like that. And that slows you down, really, in life.
It actually does,
But, you know, I mean, she's in treatment. She, you know, she takes meds. And she goes to therapy, or at least she did for a while.
Good.
And but nothing seems to make her get off her ass and do something. She's just scared. I know she's scared. She's scared of the uncertainty of what's going to happen, you know? And think about it. It's like at that age when you haven't worked a lot, people are going to wonder, hey, you're 26 years old. Where's your work experience?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And every day that goes by, I'm telling her, I said, you're making it worse on yourself. But she's stuck. She's stuck. I don't know how to unstick her. And It's very frustrating, I have to tell you. It really is, you know, and I feel for her. I mean, I love her to death, and I don't know what to do for her. I mean, I do know what to do for her, but she's not open.
Yeah.
Yeah. She'll hear you. She'll agree with you. She's very smart. Very smart. But she's stuck somewhere.
Yeah, that's the problem. I mean, it's like a lot of times I think with people who are battling depression or OCD or something, it's like you understand what you're doing is like ridiculous, but you just and you actually agree with people telling you it's ridiculous, but you just can't not do it.
You do it anyway.
Right.
Yeah, like in the case of OCD, absolutely.
Right. It's like you understand that it's like bizarre.
Yeah, and excruciating to people that suffer. You don't realize it, you know, but it totally interferes with their lives. But thank goodness, I think she's over most of it. So, but no, I talk to her all the time. My son is like, when he goes away back to college, it's like I don't hear from him. I text him. He's like, yeah, hi, Dad. I'm like, how's it going, Sean? Oh, yeah, great. And you? And then two more sentences, and that's it. He doesn't respond. Phone calls, he doesn't answer his phone, you know.
He's
22, you know, for crying out loud, you know. But what can he do? But when he's here, we're together all the time. You know, I love him to death, too.
Oh, good. And, How many kids do you have? You have two?
Two. I have two kids. I'm crazy about them, you know.
Oh.
I mean, I lived in South Africa for a year. It was like living in paradise. But every day I'd walk by the refrigerator, I had their pictures hanging.
Oh, you missed them.
And I would just cry, you know.
Oh, yeah, what were you in South Africa for?
Well, I met a girl, and she was South African, but I actually met her when I was living in Israel for a year.
Ah.
I'd gone to Israel back when I was about 36, 37.
Uh-huh.
I was suffering from depression at the time, so I had to take a break. I moved back, stayed with my family for almost a year. So while I was in Israel, my cousin, who lives in South Africa, came to visit. Now, his wife's friend, his wife's best friend, was visiting at the same time. And somehow, by coincidence, we met.
Oh.
And sort of like we solidified this connection, trying to hide and stuff, because she was still going through a divorce.
Oh, God, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we didn't want him to see that we connected and stuff.
Yeah.
We'd be in the car in the back seat kind of smooching and stuff when he didn't see. And it was the funniest thing.
That is hilarious. We're grown people. I know.
Right?
Acting like teenagers.
I'm telling you. So that was funny, but... yeah, so that was exciting, you can imagine. That was the early days of the internet also. I'm talking 96,
oh, wow.
97.
Yeah.
And so we connected through the internet back then. I guess Skype was like the best messaging thing.
Sure.
So we'd message through Skype all day. And my God, do you know how excruciating it is when you want to be with someone physically that bad and you can't? You know, it's like, that's what long distance relationships are like to me. And I'm like, screw this. I don't want to be so far from someone that I'm just like hurting to be with them.
Yeah. So you know? Ultimately
it's like
decided.
You're like, you constantly say, you know what? Fuck everything. I'm getting on a plane and going right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't wait anymore. And that's the situation I was at. So finally I said, you know what, let me move there, let me try it for a while, because my cousin also encouraged me to, and she was divorcing her husband, and I thought maybe I'll try it, you know, because
yeah.
I'm not ready to go back to LA yet. I was very depressed at the time, so I stayed there for a year. I loved it. It was paradise. And but like I said, every day I would look at my kids, think about them, cry. I would call them. I mean, at that time, my kids were, let me tell you how old they were, 6 and 3.
Oh, God.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, and you try to, like, communicate with a 3-year-old on the phone.
It's hard.
They don't even remember who you are after a few months.
I know.
You know? So luckily, he was just copying what my daughter was doing, and she was already, we had a very big connection. I mean, with him too. But at 2-3 years old, they don't understand what the hell's going on.
Right.
You know? So it was hard. And
so you ended up moving back.
Yeah. I left it all behind me and moved back. And
did you
I had
stay
a great
in touch
job.
With her?
With who?
With the
Oh, with the
lady.
Girlfriend?
Yeah, with the girlfriend.
Well, actually, she dumped me after a little while. I'll tell you why. I mean, there was a story behind that.
Oh, my God. I have to hear this.
Yeah, but she dumped my ass. And
after you moved all the way?
Yeah, do you believe it? And after a few months, and I got, like, so discouraged.
She dumped your ass? Oh, my God.
And I'm like, I can't believe this. What's going on? I didn't know where it came from. But I'll explain to you in a minute. But the point is that I ended up with a couple of other girls after that I had met on the internet in its early days. I mean, everything was like free. You had Match.com, it was free. Mm-hmm. But they were like small local sites. And they had one in Johannesburg. And I was just meeting a lot of women through that. You know, I was in my 30s. I was having a blast.
Right.
And then I met this girl who was about 3 years younger than I was. And when I decided to move back here, she wanted to move with me. And I didn't want her to, because I felt I needed to connect with my kids.
Right.
I don't really have the room in my heart and my mind for a woman right now.
Right.
You know, so, but she insisted. So she came here. And I treated her like crap.
Aww.
And that's the only time I remember in my life that I did. But I think subconsciously I wanted her to leave.
Right.
It wasn't even that subconscious. I just, because she insisted on coming when I knew she shouldn't, you know.
Right.
So I think maybe I was resentful. Also remember, when someone moves to a new place and they only know you, it's a big responsibility.
Exactly.
Because they rely on you for everything.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did she end up moving back?
She moved back crying and everything. She never wanted to hear from me again. And that was a very terrible time and a thing to do, but what do? You know, your kids, your blood comes first, you know. Mm-hmm. But at any rate, so I found out that she'd broken up with me because my cousin was threatening her. He was making threats to her. What happened was he was becoming jealous of my girlfriend's friendship with his wife, right? He was getting jealous of that.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, my cousin turned out to be a big fucking asshole, but he was like a big brother to me when I grew up.
What a shitty thing to do.
Right? And so I guess behind my back, he was discouraging her from seeing me and stuff. And this is like mind-boggling, right?
Yeah, you guys were living together, I assume.
No, none of us were living together. My cousin and his wife, and then my girlfriend had her separate home where the husband moved out. She had her two girls, three girls. And then I got myself an apartment.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, apparently my cousin just like, he was a bully. A very big bully.
I mean, that's like somebody's life.
Right?
Like, you had moved over there.
Right.
That's like so messed up.
But that's the kind of life he was living. Bullying people, you know, making threats, throwing around his weight. And he was getting into crime, too. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, well, sounds like it.
Yeah, right? I mean, they were like literally laundering money. What I mean is not laundering money like banking, but actually putting it in bathtubs and laundering it. That's like a whole big scam. That
did they get caught?
I don't know, because I cut any contact with him after I discovered who he really was.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about you? Is your family in contact with him at all? Or
no, none of us are.
Wow.
None of us. I mean, he cut it. I mean, even his mom, who is dead now. But so he's only got, I think, his brother, who is also as big a crook as he is.
Ugh.
And the funny thing is I'm friends with his wife. And I think she's his ex. I don't know even if they're still together. I should ask her.
Yeah.
But we're just friends on Facebook. And
sure.
We like each other's stuff. But I don't know if they're still together or not. But she's like the sweetest woman ever.
Oh, God.
You know? So he turned out to be like a Don Corleone or a Tony Soprano.
Oh,
you know, like
God.
One of those kind of guys, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's sad.
I know. So they had like a whole scam of they were getting people to give them cash, and they would like tell them, we can duplicate this and it looks like real money. Right?
Okay, that's...
So they would put it like in a package. You'd come in there, they put it like... they take the money, put it in a bathtub with some kind of chemicals, I don't know what. They take it out, put it in a package for you until you don't open it. Right? Don't mm-hmm. open it until we tell you to. And then they sort of like disappear, and you open it up and there's just papers there. You know? But
oh my. So they would just take your money.
Yeah. Basically. They take your money and they're gone. But they also had other scams.
But who would do that? Like, I don't know who would get. I mean,
you see, the thing is, I remember. So he gave me some money. What I would do is sometimes I'd have him exchange like dollars for rands for me, you know, because
sure.
I had some. Because when I first came, I had dollars. I had to convert the money. So he would say, here, give me dollars. I'll give you money. And I would go to the bank, and they'd be like, something's wrong with this bill. They couldn't say it was fake because it wasn't. But something was wrong with it.
Oh, my God. That's
they
hilarious.
Knew it. So he would come to the bank with his friend, and they would terrorize the people there. They're like, there's nothing wrong with this money. What are you talking about? Blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
blah,
that
blah,
should
blah.
Have been a big sign.
I mean, my God, I can't tell you. It was like being in a freaking movie, living there. You know, these people are like, I mean, he moved there and became a crook.
Wow, he has bad news.
Yeah, bad news. So it's a good thing I ended up moving away. The funny thing is, he was my cousin on my dad's side.
Mm-hmm.
My mom never liked them at all, that family.
Wow, yeah.
But I never understood that, because to me, they were like, both my cousins were like big brothers to me,
sure.
You know? because I was the oldest in my family. And so I learned a lot of things from them, good and bad, good mm-hmm. and bad. But I feel that they sort of betrayed everybody. They were abused kids.
You told me that. Yeah.
I did, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, wow. That's horrible. Yeah, you said that their dad, right?
Yeah, their dad would scream and hit him and shit like that. Yeah, so those are those cousins. Yeah, and you see what happens to people like that. They end up being crooks or, you know, whatever. But you can't hope to raise kids in that way and expect that they'll be okay.
Right.
So I would imagine many of our criminals probably grow in such settings where they become violent and bully and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, this weekend I really would like to do something different. Maybe even just go to Venice or something, you know?
Yeah.
Go into the city a little bit. Last week I went into Hollywood and it was just packed because of the Elton John Lady Gaga concert.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. That wouldn't be... I don't...
Yeah. Ugh. So I'm probably going to head to the beach, and if I do, I'll do it early because around 12, 1 o'clock, the roads are just like packed.
Yeah.
Go to the beach. Have you tried that? Although you're not too far from the beach either.
I'm not too far from the beach.
You can take Uber, you know?
Yeah.
For you, you just take Uber. You don't have to worry about parking or driving or
anything.
Right.
Yeah. Then you can drink all the margaritas you want.
Exactly. You know? Yeah, you're 2 minutes from the beach. Yeah.
It's not too far, but I don't know. Yeah, it might be. Well, you know, I used to use Lyft a lot.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it has gotten expensive as well. Like,
really?
Because you know how Uber, like it'll say like, you know,
you have
200%
like
markup. You have surges
and stuff.
Well, last time I used Lyft, it was just like a regular morning and it was like 100% surge. So I was like, oh my God.
Wow.
I know. Yeah. And they had never done that before. So I was like, dang it. I actually just ended up taking a taxi because it would have been the same. Yeah.
Oh. But still, you should take an Uber. It's, usually, the drivers are cooler than the taxi drivers.
That's
you know?
True. Yeah. That's true.
I drove Uber for about a month and a half last year.
No way!
I did.
What? Just for fun?
For fun. I wanted to see if I could meet cool people.
Oh, my God.
Because I don't really need the money.
Right.
I figured I've got some open evenings, you know, right after work. Like, so I could work like, you know, maybe 10 till 1 or 2 in the morning. So I did that for a few weeks. Actually earned some nice money because in the beginning you get referrals and you get like $200, $250 just for being referred or something.
Oh.
Right? And, but I was getting to sort of like, be familiar with the city. You go to places you've never seen before.
Yeah.
You know, you meet people. I enjoy driving when there's no, traffic.
Right.
So driving at night was perfect.
Yeah.
And so it seemed like the perfect thing, right? But then I started feeling like a frigging taxi driver.
Like a
servant, you know, like maybe a limo driver or something,
sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So I said, I own a frigging radio station. What am I doing?
Yeah.
You know? This is not for me, you know? It's for people that maybe can't find jobs or prefer to work for themselves or something. Uber is excellent for that.
Yeah.
I don't knock it at all, but somehow it didn't fit me or my lifestyle, you know?
Right.
So so I said, okay, so I can just take drives, enjoy myself on my own sometimes and just, you know, enjoy the city and go to places I haven't been, you know?
Right. I don't know. I think it's fun to, like, work odd jobs sometimes.
Really?
I do, yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree. I totally agree.
But that's cool that you got that experience. I've always wondered what it would be like.
Yeah, I know. And I had to challenge these people on those boards, those online boards, those chat rooms, where people go. I mean, there's one, like, for Uber drivers and stuff. So people go there and they complain and you don't make any money and they screw us and this and that. And you go, so why are you still driving for them? You know,
right.
Why are you on this board? Why do you even waste your time? You know, and I thought, so I like wrote a post of my experience the first night, you know, and it was totally positive for me. I enjoyed
sure,
it, right?
Yeah.
So everybody, all the haters, all the trolls came out
ugh.
And started putting me down and everything that I said. And I just thought, why am I fighting with these people? You know,
it's so
that's
annoying.
What they want to do.
Yeah.
Some people, you know, so then I realized that that some people actually are trolls.
Yeah.
They consider themselves that, and they do. They just want to start up fights.
I know. It's pathetic. Know?
Yeah. So you have to be aware of these people, and when you don't get sucked into these fights, because it's pointless.
Yeah.
They just want to make you angry, and it's called flaming. It used to be called flaming. Now it's just called whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's like beating a dead horse. Like, yeah. You're not going to get through to them. Like,
yeah.
It's just they're out there to get you.
Yeah. All right, well, folks, that's it. Our guest is probably going to arrive in 2 minutes.
Right.
As soon as we're out the door. But thank goodness we always have great stuff to talk about because we're great broadcasters. Folks.
I know.
Even if we do say so ourselves. Well, tomorrow's Friday, and it's our favorite day.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to that.
Can't
Everybody
wait.
Go out, make it a great day. You too, Kelsey.
Thank you.
So you have a 12-hour day.
How
are you going to make it in the morning? I sure hope you will.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay,
yeah,
awesome.
No biggie.
Always can count on you.
I know.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.